Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. We are identifying what is truly stopping you, human. I know you already know 2023 is about to come to a close. And can we just have a moment? I mean, this year was interesting. I really felt that this year was an opportunity for us to excavate what has been truly blocking us. It has asked us to sit, not run away, and be with all of the difficult parts, our shadows. And it is truly was such an opportunity to come back to this question of, am I in alignment? Is this making me happy? How do I actually really want to live my life? And in this episode, my intention is to share with you a little bit of the practices that have helped me so much. And one of the things that I am going to share with you is, if I can do it all again, what I wish I would have done sooner. So let's dive right in. All right, humans, I want to first start off with these three planes, these three dimensions that we called past, present, and future. And the reason why I want to start off with these three dimensions is because we often get trapped in these three worlds. You see, I named this episode Identifying the Things That Are Truly Stopping You. And this is the thing that I see so many humans get wrapped into. We get wrapped into the past. We get wrapped into the future. And sometimes we get wrapped into the present in not an aligned way. So I'm going to share with you how I use the past. You see, the past to me is nothing that I have to obsess over. It's nothing that I have to replay. By no means am I telling you to repress your emotions or to not acknowledge what has happened. I'm just saying, can you look at the past with different glasses? You see, this is how you become the inner alchemist. You can see the past for what it is, and you can see it as purposeful. You can actually start to see it as meaningful. And in fact, you actually lessen the charge. So oftentimes I see that people get stuck in the past because they're trying to resolve something. And you see, for me, I only use the past as a barometer to how far I've come. I only look at the past in a rearview mirror to extract gems, to bring forth lessons, to create programs. I only look at the past to say, whoa, you've changed. I don't look at the past feeling like I want to change it. In fact, when I think about the past, I cannot stop smiling, even though, can I be really honest with you? A lot of shitty shit happened too. But it's all good because I chose to incarnate in that family. I chose to incarnate in this experience. I chose to be here now. And that past is so important to my present. Let me break down how I use the future. You see, I use the future as an opportunity not to create, but to remember. One of the things that I find stop humans so much is that they look at the future like this daunting thing, like this big thing that they have to overcome. But what if the future isn't something that you actually have to create? What if the future is already done? You see, in my mind's eye, when I think about the dimensions and I think about this illusion of times, I think of it as layers on top of one another. So nothing is ever being created. Every single thought that has ever been thought is already in existence, and every single timeline and every single possibility already exists. So are we actually creating the future? I don't know about you humans, but that kind of relieves some pressure. Imagine we lived in a place where we actually didn't have to create it. Oof, there we go. It'll get us out of the doing. Then all we have to do is be the human, be the energy, be the frequency, be the vibe. That's all we actually really need to do. And it takes that load off of, I need to work hard to create the future to ensure what? You know, I was talking to a student and we were talking about responsibility, right? And it's like, is this responsible? And I just started to reflect on that. And I started to realize that everything that got me to this place, somebody deemed irresponsible. The moment I left that 13-year career, I was told I was irresponsible. The moment I left that stable, secure paycheck, I was irresponsible. And yet, that wasn't safetiness. Safetiness is cultivated within me. But those are the things that I was programmed into thinking. And so the reason why I bring this up is because so many of us get attached to this future state that we feel we so desperately have to create now because it is going to guarantee a specific result. But really ask yourself, human, are you here for guaranteed results or are you here to experience your life? Are you here to make logical decisions or are you here to experience magical things? Like, what are you actually here for? You know what? Call me irresponsible. I am completely and utterly fine with that because what I call this is alignment. Let me share with you the way I see the future. The future in my book, I see it as nothing that I have to create, but rather as something I have to remember. As something I have to remember that already happened in another parallel dimension. Because you see, every decision has a split. So that means every single moment in your life, you could have gone that way or you could have gone that way. It's like a fork in the road. And all of those possibilities exist. How do you get there? Through your mind and through what you entertain. When you entertain that things are always working out, boom, you go that way. When you entertain that things are always shit and that you are always failing, you go that way. So you see, the possibilities are always carved out, but you get there through the conductor of the mind. And so when I think about the future, I don't think about it as this like daunting thing I have to create. I think about it as something that I'm recalling. I'm recalling myself winning. I'm recalling myself getting to the finish line. I'm recalling my program sold out. I'm recalling myself healthy and wealthy and blessed. I am recalling every single thing that I've ever desired because what I know to be true is that if I see it in my mind's eye, I know it already happened. And so my job is to remember it. My job is not to bring doubt. My job is not to bring fear. As Dolores Cannon once said, fear is just an illusion of the mind and here not to be taken seriously, but only for us to have a measure to play around with. What are we actually really scared of? When I ask myself this question, I'm scared of not living. That's truly what I am scared of. It scares me to death to not become my fullest self. And that fullest self needs to take big swings. That fullest self needs to make those big, irrational, irresponsible decisions that people like to put us in a cage and in a box and bully us into doing. You see, this offbeat path of entrepreneurship, of becoming a more healed and whole being, is the path to the heart. And nobody has the blueprint. What's responsible to somebody might not be your definition of responsible. What's success to somebody may not be success to you. So use the future as an opportunity, not so much to create, but to anchor in. Okay, so you use the past to look at gems, to look at how far you've come, to clap and to celebrate yourself. Because guess what? Today, you are so much better than yesterday. And now use the future as a way to remember all of the things that you've ever desired and everything you've ever wanted. And just like a pulley, you pull on it to anchor it into this timeline. Now, my favorite dimension, presence and the present moment. You see, the present moment is the only moment that truly exists. Because as we just spoke about, the past is already gone and the future is not here in this now moment. The only now moment that exists is the present moment. And guess what? The present moment is the only moment that you can create. Isn't that crazy? Think about it. When you go into the past, you can't recreate the past. And when you go into the future, you're actually not creating the future. You do it now. And then when you get to the next moment, you do it now again. So every moment that life is created in the present moment. This is why when you get lost in a juicy conversation, the time just floats away and doesn't exist. Because actually, does time even exist? I was sharing this with my mastermind students last week because it was my birthday and I just turned 40, but I keep looking in the mirror and energetically I feel 25, that maybe age doesn't exist either. Just like I don't believe time exists, you know, somebody convinced us to put these damn watches on our wrists and now we're always checking it. And maybe because we keep checking it, the time becomes real. Because guess what? The law of attraction teaches us that what you put your focus on and what you put your attention on materializes. But what if I stop paying attention to the time? Does it disappear? And what I have found is that in the present moment, this is the only time we actually feel alive. This is the only time where we actually have full ownership of recreating the past and creating the future. You don't do it in the future and you don't do it in the past. How about age? Don't you see in all of these ancient texts, people lived like 100 years, 300, 4 years, even thousands of years. And I used to think that these are mythical tales, but now I'm like, actually, I think this is kind of true. Maybe they did live for 1,000 years. Maybe they didn't actually count age. And so if they didn't have any reference of age, then maybe they don't age. Maybe the only reason why we age is because we keep paying attention to it. So you see what I'm saying? The present moment is where it's at. And these are the three dimensions that I find really, truly stop people. My advice to you is to try to be in the present moment as much as you can. Meditation works, mindfulness walks work, reading a book works, looking at nature, looking at a squirrel run around on a tree, anything that allows you to get out of that busy monkey mind. Notice the parts of us that are always in a rush. Notice the parts of us that bully ourselves into doing things. Notice the part of us that makes us feel like we're always damn late to the damn party and we don't even know what party we're going to, but we just know we're late. That's the program. That's the program that we've been cranked into. Why? Because a specific population benefits off of us staying asleep. We need to be awake. What does it mean to be awake and to be alive? It means to be aware of ourselves, to be aware of our body, to be aware of our emotions, to be aware of our desire, to know what feels in alignment and knows what feels like not alignment. That's what it means to be awake. These are the things that are showing up for people. Look at the future, look at the past, but stay in the present. The message that I really want to share with you in this episode is if I can do it all again. It's been 7 years on this journey that I've been alcohol free, 7 years that I've been a vegan, 7 years that I've been meditating, 7 years that I've been dedicating myself to my spirit, my growth. And when I think about giving myself a message from day one when I started, and oh my gosh, oof, I needed this message that I'm about to share with you because I was so lost. I was so confused. Nothing made sense. I was always overthinking. I lived in my mind. lived in that place. And for some people, their mind is literal hell. I wish I would have known that all I had to do was take one step at a time without looking too far. I wish I would have known that I didn't need to figure it all out. I wish I would have known that I actually don't need a plan, that I just need to understand what feels good and follow that momentum. What I wish I would have known then was for me to not judge myself and second guess myself, that all I had to do was go out and test things that I wanted to do, test where I wanted to live, test different programs that I wanted to put out there. I wish I would have known back then that it didn't need to be perfect. It just needed to be real. I wish I would have known back then that it was going to be a lonely road, but that my own fulfillment and that my own love was going to be like a warm blanket I always desired. I wish I would have known back then that I'm going to be shot into the galaxy and thrown around into many states and in many different places, but that ultimately home was right in my heart. And it wasn't in somebody else, and it wasn't going to be living in a specific location. I wish I would have known back then that it didn't matter what I created and how much money I was going to make, that the price of my happiness was going to make me a millionaire. And I wanted to share that with you as we close out 2023, which has been such a powerful portal to rebirth and to death and to dying. And cheers to becoming new again. Cheers to becoming whole again. Cheers to becoming a new being with a new mindset, a new level of operating. Going into 2024, make sure you bring your best self. Stop making the safe decisions and go for it. Because like I opened up this podcast with, when will you actually live your life? What I wish I would have known back then was that I wasn't too old to start and that I was not late to the party. I was right on time. I love you, humans. Go with peace. Go with God. Check us out on Spotify. Check us out on Apple. Leave us a review. If you're wanting to come to my free training, we have that up on my Instagram. Go check the link in the bio. It's happening December 6th. Meet me there. It's absolutely for free. I'm going to teach you my four-step process on how to build a profitable business. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon. Breathe.